Mr. Baroni.
Mr. Lewis, how goes it?
Oh, it goes well. It's the most wonderful time of the year, yeah?
It really is the most wonderful time of year. Nonstop college basketball, research, great time.
So we got to start it off. I have not watched your Florida Gators yet this year. You know, they're in the tournament. The SEC, I guess, is a reasonable conference. So tell me a little about the Florida Gators, what you predict for your own team.
Sure thing. I mean, the Gators, you kind of don't really know what you're going to get with them. Missed a tournament in 2015. Last year, they made the tournament for the first time with their coach, Mike White, and they made it all the way to the Final Eight. So this is a team that you really don't know what you're going to get. They have some questionable losses this year to Clemson, to Loyola Chicago, which turned out to be not such a bad loss because they made the field. But then you have good wins, you know. You beat Kentucky twice. So you have some good wins, but some questionable losses, to be honest with you. So they are a 6 seed right now, it looks like, in the East region. And they are going to play the winner of St. Bonaventure, UCLA tonight.
Nice.
So we'll see who they get. But to be honest, Todd, I could see them losing the round of 64. I could see them going all the way to the Sweet 16. So it sounds kind of square to say, I'm not sure, but with the Gators, you really don't know what you're going to get with them.
Listen, beating Kentucky twice in the regular season was definitely the high point, and the low point was definitely that Cardi B chant that went viral. That was just fucking pathetic.
I kind of liked it, not going to lie. But you know what, Todd? I thought you were going to say that the Gators' low point was losing to Vanderbilt, your school.
Oh, very good. I don't know why we were so bad this year, man. It was really weird. I thought we had a lot of the same guys that got us in the tournament last year. Bryce Drew was supposed to be a good coach, but who knows, man? Who knows?
Tough year for the doors.
Let's move on. So I've been actually pretty surprised. I'm looking at these expert picks, and it seems like more people are picking like a final of Michigan versus Michigan State, which are both 3 seeds, than like Xavier versus Villanova, which are both 1 seed. So I guess that kind of points back to the question of like, what's your favorite conference? Like, who's going to do the best in terms of conferences?
Yeah, good question. I have a couple of conferences that I like. The Big East Conference. I think that's a great conference from top to bottom. You got obviously you have Villanova and Xavier. They're both 1 seeds, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you have your Providences, your Creightons, your Seton Hall. So top to bottom, that's a stacked conference. You know, Seton Hall beat Nova, Creighton beat Nova. Although Xavier didn't beat Nova, you know, they're still a 1 seed. So I think the Big East is a strong conference, and the Big Ten. They kind of did the conference tournament different this year, where the Big Ten tournament was a week before it normally starts. Yeah. So you start to wonder, okay, is it a rest versus rust thing? So we saw Michigan and the Michigan State. Normally they play on the selection Sunday, whereas this year their conference tournament was a week prior to that. So you can make the case that they're going to be extra rested, or are they going to be rusty? So the conferences that I will keep my eye on are the Big East and the Big Ten.
I agree with that. I've been surprised because I've looked at a couple of these different like over-unders, and the one that I think actually has like the most favoritism is the Big 12. And I'm living in Austin, so I've been watching a lot of these Big 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they got good players, you know, like Texas has Mo Bamba, and obviously Oklahoma has Trae Young. So there's nice freshman players, but I don't think the teams in the Big 12 are really that good, and Kansas is inconsistent. So I've been pretty surprised that people seem to be so high on the Big 12, like rating them the number one, when really I think, you know, they're probably third out of, you know, Big East, Big 10, and then Big 12. So I've been surprised by that.
That's a good point. I mean, if Vegas is surprised about the Big 12, that at least makes one group, because the selection committee certainly was not impressed with the Big 12, you know, leaving out Oklahoma State and Baylor. Oklahoma State, they beat West Virginia. They beat Kansas twice.
Yeah.
So if you're Oklahoma State, what more do you kind of have to do? And Baylor, too. You know, Baylor's always there. Baylor, you know, has some solid wins. Baylor's in the tournament, it feels like, each year. So in my opinion, I feel like Baylor and Oklahoma State were kind of snubbed.
Yeah.
But no, quickly going back to the Big 12, you mentioned Austin, how you watched some of their games. Texas, I kind of like them this year, Todd. So my question to you is, what's kind of your take on Texas? I know that they had a player with leukemia, and they lost Mo Bamba. Is Bamba coming back for the tournament, or like so kind of what's your Bamba's
coming back? And I've listened to a lot of like the local radio shows. So one thing I didn't even realize until I basically was listening, they have not won a back to back game in the Big 12. So you know, no back to back wins. So yeah, maybe they can beat Nevada in the first round. I've never watched Nevada. I got no clue how they play. But
yeah,
you know, then they would have to play Cincinnati, and it's like they really haven't won a back to back game. They have literally not had like a 2-game winning streak since Big 12 season started. So I don't think that they're going to do much.
But on the contrary, because you say that, it's almost certain that they're going to, you know, win 2 games in 2 days, right? Because that's how the tournament works. Tournament's weird like that.
Yeah.
And just for the record, I'm looking at their schedule now. They only have one set of back-to-back wins in the Big 12. Okay. That was March 3rd against West Virginia and March 7th against Iowa State. So
okay.
That's it, really. But again, going back to Texas, I kind of wanted to quickly touch on one thing for the tournament. When I'm filling out my bracket, obviously you look at teams. I look at coaches.
Yeah.
I think coaches are extremely important because obviously it's college. You know, players come and go. Players stay for 1 year. Players stay for 4 years. So players come and go. But coaches stay the same.
That's right.
So when I'm picking teams, I look at coaches who've been there before, and Texas certainly checks a box because you have Shaka Smart,
true,
as we all know, took VCU to the Final Four in 2011. So just something to, you know, to possibly keep an eye on.
I mean, always the harp on that point. I mean, the one team that I always like mess around with and always will put pretty far is Syracuse. Because Jim Boeheim has always been there, and then they always hit people with this 2-3 defense that they haven't seen before, and it always messes people up. I mean, I'm looking at the bracket right now. I'm honestly not even sure where Syracuse is at, but I mean, I think they're like 100-1 to make the Final Four. It's like, you know, Syracuse always gives people problems.
They should be 1,000-1, to be honest. so they're in the first four. So they play tomorrow night,
and
they play TCU if they beat Arizona State, and surprisingly, TCU is a tough matchup for them because Jamie Dixon is a coach at TCU, and he used to coach Pitt back when Syracuse and Pitt would play back in the Big East. And Jamie Dixon would usually always have Cuse's number. But if by some magical chance Cuse, you know, wins 2 games to get to the round of 32, you have Michigan State waiting for them.
Yeah. And then Duke. Good Lord.
And then Duke. So put them at 2,000-1 even. You know what I mean? But we'll see. We'll see.
All right, so let's go to the next question. Which team, the first number one seed that's going to be out this year? Who's your pick for worst number one seed, I guess?
You know, I hear this question being asked on the media, and everyone's quick to say Virginia because they can't score. Everyone's quick to say Xavier because, you know, Xavier's not used to being a one seed. And I do see the point because, you know, teams typically like Xavier perform better as lower seeds like 6 seeds and 7 seeds rather than 1 and 2 seeds. So I see the point there. However, there's been a lot of chatter, Todd, okay, about Kansas matching up with Penn, all right? Now, there's been 132 games of 1 versus 16s, and a 1 has never fallen, okay? Odds have to say that one day in our lifetime, Todd, we will see a 16 beat a 1. We've seen 15s beat 2s. Not only have we seen 15s beat 2s, Todd, but we saw it happen in the same year back in 2012 when Lehigh took down Duke and Norfolk State took down Missouri in a matter of like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So upsets happen. And I'm looking at Vegas spreads a lot because I feel like Vegas kind of dictates the direction of the game. So I'm looking at, you know, most one and two seeds are like 20-point favorites. Whereas Kansas versus Penn, they're only a 14-point favorite. Wow. And Penn, it's suspiciously low. And the Ivy League is kind of known for, you know, doing some damage. You know, you've seen, you saw Harvard take down a couple games. You've seen Yale, you've seen Cornell. And the former Cornell coach, the coach who took the 2010 Cornell team, Steve Donahue, to the Sweet 16, he's now coaching Penn.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that it's possible. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not calling it, but don't be surprised if Penn takes down Kansas in the first ever 16-1. And then even if Kansas – nuts, right? That would be nuts. And even if Kansas does get by Penn, they have a tough, veteran-laden Seton Hall team waiting for them in the round of 32.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Kansas.
I like that. And you know, I was going to point on that too because there's 2 8-seeds. We've got Seton Hall and we've got Creighton as an 8-seed. And that just – it comes back to the fact that I really like the Big East. I mean, every year they're good. Last year – Xavier, 11 seed, made it to the Elite Eight. So, correct. I mean, Big East is just – I mean, they're just – they're stacked. And
it's a great conference.
It's a great conference. So, I mean, I think either of those eight teams, you know, Seton Hall or Creighton, they've got a pretty good chance to upset the one seed in that round of 32.
I'm totally with you. The only reason why I'm a little more leery on the Creighton over Virginia upset is just, like, Virginia's defense. Like, I've always been a Virginia fader. You know, like, I haven't been a believer in them because, obviously, like, you need to score points to win games in this tournament. But according to KenPom rank, you know, so, like, I'm big on KenPom. You know, KenPom rankings are pretty, like, true. Their defense, Todd, is, like, historically good.
Yeah.
Like, historically good. And Creighton, obviously, is a sharpshooting team. So it just feels like that Virginia can, like, kind of, you know, if they do see Creighton, they can clamp down on Creighton. But that's why they play the games, right?
That's why they play the games. I mean, if you can't score in the NCAA tournament, all it takes is one team to come out and get hot. And if Virginia really can't score the ball, they're going to be in a tough spot. I mean, you know, who
that's
knows
right.
what will happen. But all right, let's move on to the next question. This is always the most fun. So the low seeds. So I like to put in these bets that are like teams to win the region, because the reality is, like, an 11 seed VCU made the Final Four. George Mason, an 11 seed, made the Final Four. You know, the reality is they're not going to win the entire thing. They're not going to win the national championship. But they can win their region. So what is the lowest seed that you have that can make the Final Four? What is the lowest seeded team you think that has a chance to make the Final Four?
Okay, so the Final Four is in San Antonio this year, right?
It is.
I'm going to say two teams from Texas that are seeded pretty low that have a good chance of making it, okay? The first team is going to be the Houston Cougars. I like this team. I think they have good guard play. I think they're well balanced between offense and defense. And I like their draw, kind of. So they draw a San Diego State in the first round. And then my pause is the Michigan-Houston game in the second round. I think the winner of Houston-Michigan in the round of 32 will go to the Final Four. Okay. So if Houston can get by Michigan, which I kind of think Michigan will take that game. I think so we talked about the Big East. I think Providence is going to take down North Carolina.
Yep.
And that could set up for a possible Houston-Providence Sweet 16 game. And then you have either Xavier or Gonzaga waiting for them in the next round. So I think Houston can do some damage. And again, Todd, we talked about coaches, right? Yeah. I want to take a coach who's been to the Final Four, Kelvin Sampson. He took the 2002 Oklahoma Sooners to the Final Four. So he has Final Four experience, and he's been there. And it'd be a good story, you know, if a team, you know, from the state that the Final Four is hosted makes the Final Four.
I like it.
And we already touched on this team, but Texas, to be honest, I think you have the coach, Shaka Smart, took VCU as an 11 seed to the Final Four. Not only that, but they went from the first four to the Final Four. So they were the first team to ever win five games to get to the Final Four as opposed to four games. I think Texas, I think they play good defense. And I kind of like the whole story about, you know, their player getting leukemia because, like, this time of year, Todd, it's all about storylines. You know, like, people want the TV network, CBS and Turner, they want people watching. What better storyline than to have, you know, kid who got leukemia, Texas inconsistent all year, but they finally put the pieces together. They play stingy defense. Mo Bamba's coming back. The pieces are there. So I would say Houston and Texas present pretty good value bets.
I like it. I like it. I don't like that you are for leukemia, but I like
I'm not for leukemia. No. Don't misconstrue my words. I'm for the story of the player, you know, battling leukemia and his teammates rallying around him. I think it's a pretty story, you know. I'm for the story of the player, you know, battling it and beating it. Obviously, you know, I'm not endorsing cancer. I don't want people to go out, oh, I went on Anchor today and this kid Drew's endorsing cancer. No.
Not today.
Not today.
All right. Well, we'll try to keep these things like at around 15 minutes. So we got to go with just the last thing. I mean, basically, who's your champion and who's the finals matchup we got here?
Dude, Todd, man, I've been going back and forth. The brackets have only been out for two nights, but those have been some sleepless nights, let me tell you. And I'm not even kidding. you know, right now, you know what? I'll tell you my Final Four. All right. I'm going to go with Virginia. I just think the way the bracket's shaping up, I think that everything's set up for them to at least go to the Final Four. I'm going to take Michigan. I know I talked about Houston, but I said the winner of the Michigan-Houston game would go. I think Michigan's clicking at the right time. They won the Big Ten Conference Tournament. They have some time to rest. This is John Beilein's best defensive rated team. And again, we talk about coaches, Todd. John Beilein's been to the Final Four before.
Yeah.
So he knows what it takes. He took them to the Final Four in 2013 as a four seed. So he's been there. So I got Virginia, I got Michigan, Nova. I think it sets up perfectly for them to go. Back in 2009, Jay Wright's first Final Four, they won the East Regional in Boston, and then this regional is also in Boston. I think that's a nice little story there. And then I got Michigan State. They're gonna put the scandal aside. They're gonna win one for Tom Izzo, and the championship. I got Michigan versus Nova.
Wow.
I got Michigan getting through the Virginia defense. In 2013, John Beilein got through the Syracuse zone in the Final Four. And they will play a Villanova team who just took down Michigan State. And you know what, Todd? Just go blue. Go blue. I'm taking Michigan. I'm taking Michigan to do it. They're going to ride their Big Ten streak. It's going to be the Big Ten champs. It's going to be the Big East champs. And I think Michigan will cut down the nets. And ironically, Todd, I talk about storylines, you know, like what's the best storyline. This past basketball season, obviously, the whole FBI thing, right? That's been the dark cloud, right, Todd?
Yes, yes, it has.
Louisville vacated their 2013 championship, right? So that banner is coming down. Louisville 2013 champs. Who did Louisville beat in the 2013 national championship game?
They beat Michigan.
They beat Michigan. What better way for things to come full circle than for Michigan to raise a banner of their own? Not the 2013 banner, but the 2018 banner.
I like it.
What better way? I like it.
You know what you need to do? There's a bet I saw on Sportsbook. It's like
I don't bet.
No, he doesn't bet. I don't bet. But you know what it is? It's the number three seed, you know, because we got Michigan State and Michigan as a final, and it's like, plus 600 for the three seed to win the tournament. And, you know, Michigan State, I mean, that's my Final Four. I've got Michigan State winning the entire thing. Another story, not only do they have the scandal of the recruitment, they got sex scandals too, Drew. They got
every day.
Scandals. They got all the scandals.
All the Michigan, scandals.
And they got Tom Izzo. March is Tom Izzo. So I got Michigan State winning it all, and then the other teams in there. Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga's got a decent chance. I mean, they got pretty much, like, aside from that giant 7-foot lefty who played terribly, terribly in the title game last year, it's essentially the same team. So we got Gonzaga, Michigan State, Villanova, I love, and then the really tough one, I mean, the South bracket, I mean, it really is tough. I really think the winner of Kentucky, Arizona is going to do it, and I hate to say it because I hate Calipari, but I think Kentucky's going to make the Final Four. It's just it reminds me of that season when they played against like UConn in the championship, where like everybody
2014,
where it was like, yeah, this team's terrible, they're not as good as the usual teams, and then they just so happened to win the SEC championship, and like they're clicking, and you know they could come out and just light up Virginia's defense, and so I got Kentucky in the Final Four too. That's my
Final like that.
Four.
That's interesting, Todd. That's interesting. But if you're all for scandals, you should take Arizona.
I know. But, you know, Michigan State's got the double scandal. I got them winning. I mean, we're sticking with only one scandal.
Sean Miller pays players, though.
I know.
You could have Michigan State versus Arizona. That's a scandal Super Bowl.
Would they even – you think they'd even play that game? Would they even cover that game, or would they just be too embarrassed?
Oh, my God.
What would the storylines be reading up to that game? They'd have to avoid all the real scandals. What would they turn it into? Oh, my God.
That'd be great. That'd be something. But just to quickly follow up, I actually have Davidson taking out Kentucky – in the first round.
The 5-12,
you know, Davidson made the tournament on the last day of the season. They won their conference tournament. This is also the 10-year anniversary of Steph Curry and Davidson's magical run. Mm. Weird stuff like that tends to resurface, you know what I mean? So I look at location, Todd. This game's being played in Boise, far from Kentucky. I look at location. You know, weird things happen out on the West Coast. Who knows? But I'm sure by, you know, Thursday at 4 o'clock, our brackets will be shredded because something happened. But that's the beauty of it, right? That's the beauty of the tournament, right?
That's why we love it, man. Well, you got two more sleepless nights to change your Final Four.
Oh,
and I'm
I
sure
love
that
it.
Then those will be coming.
Can't wait. I'm going to go to Starbucks right now. Get some more coffee.
All right, Drew. I appreciate your time. I love you, friend.
This is fun. Love you, too.
See
you later.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.